Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely day of November the 3rd, following an order of some very special Christian holidays. You might not realize it, but Halloween is actually a Christian holiday. It is to Saints Day what the rebel rousing of in February is before Lent, and Halloween was a way of ventilating. Pardon me, just a second. Okay, everybody, I'm back. Doing fine. Got that little coughing jag out of the way. We didn't want a recurring performance on that. So, just bring it to speed. We were talking about the sacred holidays. In February, we have Mardi Gras. And I lived in New Orleans, so I got to see one of probably the most beautiful Mardi Gras in the United States. Now, there are fantastic Mardi Gras other places, especially in countries that have been, that are almost exclusively Catholic. But the one in New Orleans is pretty spectacular. And I got to ride on one of the floats one year. But the purpose of it is to give people a chance to purge all the mischief in their soul, all the false identities that they play out in life, all the rebel rousing that they need to get out of their system so that they can go into the days of Lent, which precedes Easter. Well, Halloween was created for this very, very same reason, right before All Saints Day. Well, first, the first was the Day of the Dead, which followed immediately on Halloween. It was all in transition, Day of the Dead. and then the Saints, All Saints Day, which honored the saints of the spiritual of our spiritual history. So it's a special time, and I don't know how many of you remember from the years that Rama, our blessing cat, would always be here for the blessing. He was born on All Saints Day. And he came in telling me his name and telling me he was here to spiritually serve. It was one of the stronger telepathic messages I have ever received in my life from a brand new baby born kitten. So we were celebrating his birthday. And we know it's a grand birthday that continues forever and ever, as always our birthdays do. Because once we are created by the hand of God, we never end. We just relocate. And we may relocate in a number of places, in a number of venues, to do a number of kinds of service. We just relocate. We never end once we're created. And that's one of the things I find so beautiful about the concept of love without end. I had no idea what that book would be titled because I didn't have any idea I would be writing a book during the days I was taking notes. I was just having a conversation and writing down the key points. And then I was urged to express those key points to people who then urged me to write a book. And I just started writing. And about halfway through the book, I thought, oh my goodness, what will the book be called? I couldn't imagine what it would be called. And on the day I signed the book, he brought the title in, which was Love Without End. And I realized that it could just as easily have been called Life Without End. And that's what we really actually celebrate on All Saints Day. The fact that, once born, we serve the will of God forever. And I think that's a very lovely concept for our blessing and the giving of the blessings. And it is my joy to be here, and my joy that I got led into offering the blessing twice today. So I'm going to take calls from our board. Jerome, I see you're on, and I just opened your line.
Well, thank you for all that life without end, and blessings on two people here. One is Leela, who just lost her animal and a cat that she loved. And the other is for Andrew, for his life to continue opening his heart with light, compassion, and love, just like you are. And I just thank you for everything with love and light without end.
Oh, you are. Doesn't that feel nice, life without end?
Yes.
I think that actually could be a sequel
yeah.
book.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, my dear friend. And blessings to your wife and family and everyone you love.
And everyone you love, too. Thank you, thank you. I love you. Okay.
Okay, love you, too. And Kathy, I see you're on.
Hi.
Your line is open. Hi.
Hi. Blessings, please, for baby Jack, a new nephew, but born on Thursday, has to stay in the intensive care for a couple weeks. He's got stuff in his lungs. So if we could please have blessings for him.
Oh, yes. And his name is Andrew?
He's Jack.
Oh, Jack. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. My mind was still back on Jerome. Jack.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Pardon me. It's happening again. Okay. Is that it, Kathy?
That's it, dear. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Then we're going to open the line to Tony. Hi, Tony. Good to have you.
Good to have you. Hi. Well, we're already getting double blessings. So, I mean, that seems kind of fortunate, unusually fortunate. Have you seen Venus in the evening sky, Glenda? You're in a position where you could really see it.
I haven't been looking for it. Let's put it that way. But I will go. What time will she be coming up tonight?
She'll be visible as soon as it's dark. And I was out on a ridge above the ocean last night, and it was the first time I'd seen it. I've been watching for it since October. This is the first time I'd really seen it clearly. So it's very easy to see after dark. So when sun sets and just gets, there's still some light on the horizon, and I could clearly see Venus.
Okay.
The reason that I mention it is because it is approaching a connection with a conjunction with Jupiter. Now, this happens about every year or so we get a Venus-Jupiter conjunction. But this one is special. This one, when it happens, will be exactly on the galactic equator. So it's actually going to occur. Jupiter will be right in the dark rift of the galaxy, right near the galactic center. So it's a very precise alignment. Matter of fact, that was the celestial object, that dark rift was the thing that the Mayan calendar was aligned to for its end date in 2012. So when the winter solstice sun hit that point, that was the end date of their long count calendar for that period. So Jupiter is going to be exactly at that point, and Venus will meet it. And the thing that's, a couple things are cool about that. It's, to me, it seems like a reassurance. It's going to happen in the very last degrees of Sagittarius. So we'll have Jupiter in Sag, which it rules, but it'll be just before Jupiter moves into Capricorn, where it's going to eventually conjoin with Pluto and then with Saturn. Actually, Pluto will conjoin Jupiter, but then Jupiter and Saturn will conjoin in the following sign. They'll conjoin in Aquarius. But anyway, so
Are you there?
Did we lose you? You just opened up my line.
Oh, I'm gonna open Tony so he can finish, and I'll come back to you. Okay. Tony, I accidentally opened Desmond's line. I don't know why.
All right, but no problem. Well, this one seems to me to be, it's very strong. It's like it's a reassurance. It's a blessing, a celestial blessing, and a reassurance of the deep connection we have to the abundance of love and life, as you were mentioning just a few minutes ago in your opening remarks. So Venus with Jupiter is very much a blessing energy that amplifies our awareness and our connection with life and love. And that is fortunate because then it's going to go and hit Saturn and Pluto. Venus will go and meet with Saturn and Pluto. And that will happen like December 2nd. The cool thing here is that it's going to be, let's see, what's today? Today's the 3rd. So it's going to be 3 weeks from today, the Jupiter-Venus conjunction will be exact on 3 weeks from today, a blessing Sunday. So we'll get to kind of, yeah, it'll be something we can amplify with our blessing, certainly on that day. And, then when in January, when, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction occurs, I looked at that, that's exact on January 12th. And that's another blessing Sunday. Another Sunday. So
Great.
We can do the blessing with that one as well.
Great.
Yeah.
If you will send me emails ahead of time, I'll include that in the blessing announcement so people can kind of think about their life and prepare their hearts and their prayers to include that.
Awesome. Thank you.
I think that would be a great contribution to Tony. I know a lot of people would appreciate it.
Wonderful.
I'm going
Thank
to.
You.
Is that pretty much all?
Pretty much it. Yes. Thanks.
Okay. Got it. I'm going to open Stormy's line, and Desmond, I hope you will log back in. We'd love to hear from you. I just needed to let Tony finish.
Yes.
Stormy, you're on. Your line is on.
Yes. I'd like to ask a blessing for Don. Of Don's restaurant in town. I happened to run into him in the grocery store today. And he said hello. He's never done that before, even though he knows me. And I know he's had serious new back stuff put in a couple of years ago. He's having a hard time with it. But his wife, Georgia, what a beautiful name, has been listening to my music for many, many years. And she says I've even been in their dreams, in her dreams. But I told Don today that my prayers are with him, and I'd like to add your network to my network.
Great.
And
how are you doing,
Stormy? I've got some situations going on that I'm going to find out in a couple of weeks about some skin cancers. You don't like to hear them say this is bad when you go into the office. But Sybil, you know Sybil Burrows.
Of course.
She says, don't worry about it. I've got stuff you can put on that. I've cured many, many cancers with the, we call it magic mud that she makes up. It's an herbal remedy. You put it on open sore, and it just draws anything that's cancerous out more than any mainstream doctor can do. But I've got a good doctor who's worked on me many times before. I've had a lot of stuff.
Right.
I'm just too Irish, too white, you know, with the ozone layer thin. All the white people go out and they just, you know, I stay out in the sun too long, you go poof. So white people get out of the sun.
Yep. That's true.
I've also been called by her the East Texas Buddha.
Okay, I can understand
I'm here in East Texas, and whenever she hears a interesting comic or something that sounds, you know, Buddha-like, she says, "Well, that's a Benism."
So now, Buddha is the Indian being.
I guess I have lots of fun with what I do.
It's always great talking with you, and thank you for letting us share in your life. I'll remember you for that skin cancer and for everything else that you're doing with your prayers and your connections and Don and anybody else you want to put on your prayer line, just bring it up during the blessing, okay?
Yes. Was at a church function last week and missed you, but I'm back again. So.
Well, we felt you here even though you weren't on the call. Okay.
And I've had that said about me at places. People say they can feel my presence. That's quite an honor.
Oh, you bet. You bet we can.
Yeah, and this is such a good call. You're just getting all choked up today.
Oh, that's great.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a call from Desmond. Desmond, your line is open. We've been trying a long time to get on.
Hey, Glenda.
Hi.
My younger brother Danny and his wife Tiana have a baby on the way, and they were they had a false labor start a couple days ago, so the baby's like right on the way. And my brother's wife's name is Tiana, so if you could pray for Tiana to have a good birth, that'd be beautiful. And the baby's name is going to be Smith. So
what?
A prayer for the baby as well. Smith.
Smith,
like Will Smith, but just Smith.
Smith, okay.
Like a blacksmith.
Uh-huh.
But
Smith.
I don't know why they're naming him Smith, but it's what they decided. So.
Well, if it fits, it fits.
Yep.
Well, blessings to all three of them.
Yeah, thank you. And I wanted to tell you that I did get, I don't know if I told you this, but I got my medication lowered to the lowest dose, so I'm happy about that.
That's excellent, excellent, and I pray that remains stable for you, and allows
you
to get
into
a normal harmony of life. It feels good to you. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks, Glenda.
Okay, bye-bye, Disney.
Bye-bye.
Stephen, hi. I see you went off and came back. You're on, though.
Hello, Glenda. Yes, thank you. I'm just requesting a blessing for my sister Lisa and my good friend Meredith. Meredith had, you recall, had fractured her wrist badly a while back, and it's healing and it's coming along great. So I just would like continued blessings for Meredith and, also for my good friend Shane and his wife Vanessa. Vanessa's right now going through chemotherapy for lung cancer. So, just blessings for them and, blessings for myself. I've chosen to pursue the path of finding a buyer for sacred chocolate. So I'm just asking for blessings that I find, the perfect person or people to make that happen in the most graceful way. And I recently broke up with my girlfriend, so I'm just asking for blessings that her heart heals and my heart heals and in the best way possible. And also I just want to add that regarding life forever, it reminded me of a little news clip I saw posted on Facebook recently, a 60 Minutes news clip on Bob Marley, the famous reggae artist who is no longer alive. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, but it was great. Basically, the interviewer was saying, have you made lots of money from your music? Are you a millionaire? And he says, no. And then the guy goes, well, are you rich? And he goes, well, what do you mean by rich? And he says, well, do you have lots of possessions and lots of money in the bank? And he goes, no, I don't have that type of riches. He goes, my riches are life forever. And I just thought, that it's so apropos to, what you're saying. So it just,
we're getting two or three confirmations today that might just need to be the sequel book.
It was just the way it came through, though. You could look it up, I'm sure, easily on Facebook or the internet. It's just a great clip, and just his expression on his face, and the way it came through was so powerful. He was such a powerful, force of nature. So anyway, that's it.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you've been a real contributor on our call, and I'm so sorry that so many people in your life are going through these troubles. A lot of the best people I know are the ones bearing the load of change. There is a tremendous amount of change that's being demanded by not just the physical Earth, but our community of Earth. And the community of our human consciousness, a great deal of change is being demanded right now. And I was thinking earlier about what really, really is a choice. What constitutes a choice? You could be in a situation where you have very few choices. And you could say, well, I could take my life, but that's not a choice. That's a desperate defense and run away from life. It's not really a choice. Having a choice is a real choice point is actually a luxury. And not very many people have real choice points. I could say, well, why fight for our home? I could just give it up and go live in a trailer. I could, but that's not really a choice because I could not do the work I do. I wouldn't have the technical facility I need. I couldn't continue the essential oils that I provide for the world. I wouldn't be in a state of health and comfort that would give me the strength I need for doing lots of other things. I could say, well, I could just go live in a monastery. That's not really a choice either. I could, yes, but it's not something that would be done by choice. Not to say that would be wrong, but going there would mean I would need to subscribe to the philosophy, the rules of conduct, and the flow of thought. Choices made by others that would be in that coexistence. So we could flippantly, without any real regard for what's involved, say everybody's got a choice. Well, no, they really don't. Most people are locked in to the need to survive and help their children survive. Let's just take, for example, we have several ministries in Africa, and some of those people are starving, and we send money to them, and we send essential oils at a production level price so they can sell them and make money. We send the medicine, and when I talk to them, somebody's always got malaria. And I say to them, well, please don't go out at night, especially right after a rain. They say, we have no choice. Our children will starve. And I have to look at that and say, yeah, to myself. I don't say this to them. I say, they really do have no choice. They have to go out. They have to go get the rice or their children will starve. And so then I think about, well, what choices can they have? And I'm realizing that a very large part of ministry, whether it's religious ministry or civil ministry, social ministry, friendship ministry, is elevating people to a point where they actually have choice points. And those of us who do have choice points, we're bearing a lot of the load for making changes that need to be made. So Stephen and other people going through these really major changes, congratulate yourself that you are able to make choices that other people can't make, that you're able to move our human life, our human community, our human consciousness forward. Who knows where you'll be led and where you'll go, but you have the luxury of making some choices. And I think the load you're carrying doing that is part of the back problems you've been having. That's what Louise Hay would say about the back is carrying too heavy a load. I think once you decide to carry the load, you'll find a lot of relief in your back. And a lot of people I know right now are having problems with their back and their hips and their legs and their knees, and it comes from carrying those loads. Those of us who can carry the load, it's kind of an irony because we worked very hard to make the earth a more beautiful, gracious place in which to live. And we find that we're the ones called to be soldiers at the front line. And it seems almost not fair. But don't be discouraged, any of you. Don't be discouraged. Look at what happened to Yeshua and the apostles. They were called to be soldiers at the front line, and they changed the world because of the load they carried. And this is a very appropriate thing to say the day after All Saints Day, which is on the 2nd. And that is that all the saints came forward to carry a load that other people couldn't carry. You know, let's think of it. Just think of the farmer. Think of the medieval farmer who was, in most cases, a sharecropper under a feudal despot. They call them feudal lords. Anything but a lord in my mind, that landlord, yes. They had to give him a share of everything. And they only had so many seeds left. And they would give a few to charity, but only a few seeds left. And if they gave them all to their children, then there would be no corn or wheat or barley the next year. So they had to manage. They had to manage their little bit of gatherings to form the basis of the next year. And yes, they were blessed with a good crop. And yes, they had the seeds. And others could be jealous that they had seeds and they didn't. But just think of it. If they didn't have the seeds to plant, nobody would have wheat or barley the next year. So use your resources wisely. Carry your load graciously. Carry your light with glory. And walk with a song in your heart. And I think that you will see that you have been congratulated to be the one that was chosen to walk forward in this way, and to carry the light for those who can't walk. And we will get there. All together, we'll get there. And what we do in the blessing is we give you the strength of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God and the love of Christ to be all that you are, all that you can be, and all that you can do to serve others. So, Stephen, thanks for giving me an inspiration, as you so often do. And I'm going to open the line to June. We're going to take our last caller, then we'll do our blessing. Hello, June. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to say, I want to give you an update. I called before about prayers for my sister who's having a severe blockage in her intestines, and she's already had 6 surgeries there, so she was in big trouble. And it turned out you had said we should think about not being so much being the body, but being the spirit, you know, within the body. And, and also some that's, you know, made me realize sometimes that surgery is the answer, you know, for that moment or that time. It's not always going to be something that's going to necessarily resolve, without medical help, you know, because you're spiritually praying for someone. And, so the best possible outcome is she did have the surgery, but it was not as drastic as they had thought. And, things went much, much better. And I can't help but think, you know, that all those prayers and all that actual help medically combined together and, created the best possible outcome. She learned a lot so that in the future, she may not have to go through this. You know,
oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful news. And June, it's a perfect example of how the blessing works. It helps us to lower the resistance of whatever it is we feel up against, whatever we feel is confronting us and pushing us down. We just surrender, not in the sense of giving up surrender, but in the sense of knowing that we are larger than that problem. And we don't have to resist it.
I just thought, at first I was a little disappointed when you said that. And I thought, oh, she doesn't believe it can be resolved. And then I thought, no. That's an honest response. And it made a lot of sense to me. And it turned out to be really accurate. So I thought it was pretty great, you know, that it was both. You know, and that the surgery was absolutely needed and was helpful, and it was much, much less than it could have been. So, and overall, just many blessings came through it, you know, and
let the blessings continue. Yes, let them grow.
The whole thing was really extraordinary. When you think about, she was in an area where she wouldn't have ever, she'd never been before. She had absolutely, it was a smaller hospital, but a first-rate surgeon. It would have been so different if she had been in the city where she lives, where it's so crowded, and she wouldn't, it was like she got the most beautiful attention and care. Better than we would have expected.
Wonderful.
I wanted to share
that's
that.
That's an example also that the blessing can come through many venues. Not just directly onto what's hurting, but into everything and everyone that surrounds us.
It was really extraordinary.
That we can be held by grace to be brought into the best place, to the best help, with the best loving hearts, and we move forward together. We don't have to fight alone, and we should never fight alone.
That is so beautiful. And I think she had got to the point where she was really allowing and trusting in what was. You know, these were not her regular doctors. This was not her regular, you know, all these things were different. But she, you know, all through prayer, but in the best human judgment. And it just turned out to feel like almost like a spiritual blessing for that to have happened there. And that was,
I'm sure it was,
really good for me to see, too. You know, in terms of trust and faith, you know.
Good.
And so I wanted to share that with you and all the people on the call because, you know, it's good to know these things. You know, we're praying for each other. And and when, you know, the what happens can be relevant to other people, too.
You're right. You are right. And, you know, who knows how many other people's lives, her life is touching, and their lives would be less if she was not here.
Yes. Yeah. And we were really worrying.
The same for you, the same for everyone on this call.
Yeah.
The same for anyone and everyone on this call. Your lives, all of you, your lives are touching more people than you know. And everything good that happens to you passes right on to them. Every challenge that you have, they actually deserve to have an opportunity to help you. So it's good to ask for help.
Wow.
We are all tied together. And, you know, we need to be here for one another. And that's how we change the world. We love God with all our heart. He passes the blessings through us, and those blessings then go out to others. So with that little brief instruction in mind, I'm going to start the blessing.
Can I say one other thing, Glenda?
Yes, of course.
I would like a blessing for a young man by the name of Devin who's got a, you know, rehab and opioid crisis problem, you know, in my life. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
And he's on my list. And
his name is Devin.
Devin, I've got it. All right.
Thank you.
Well, June, blessings to you too, and you're on my blessing list.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, just relax. Sit back in your seat, whatever your favorite position is, unless it involves crossed legs or crossed arms. Uncross your body parts, okay? Because the energy is going to flow up from the earth and then back down to the earth. And we want it to stay in two pure, simple directions of energy. Okay? And I'm going to say my invocation to Yeshua, and then you are going to say your prayer to him while we're conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, you've heard us all today proclaim our love of life and our love of you and our trust in you and glory to God. You've heard us all. And you know our hearts probably better than we know them, because you always look for the good in our hearts. We ask now and for the rest of our life for you to be in our heart with us, strengthening and breathing life into all the goodness in our heart, that we may live the best and fullest life possible, and that our life, which touches the life of everyone else, may be a blessing to them. We ask that we be loving servants of life, loving children of God, loving and faithful conveyors of the Holy Spirit. We ask that we look for opportunities to serve and to make a difference in the world in whatever way we can, without forcing it, just by the Spirit of grace. Please heal those who have asked for healing. In your name, it has been said, it will be done. We ask that you be with the lonely, that they may have the Son of God for their best friend. We ask that you be with those who are suffering unmercifully, that they may see a brighter future in which life can blossom and continue in a state of peace. We ask for peace for our world. We ask for love within our human community, and that we form a human community that can accept God as the one God of all religions, the one God of us all, who created us all in his image to radiate a spark of his life and love for life without end. Amen. Blessing givers, please join me. Everyone else, start your prayer. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you will complete it by just being quiet, lay down, and receive. I look forward to being with you again next week and forever in spirit. But bye-bye for now, until we meet again.